In a post-apocalyptic story, do you know how much lard will be needed for 1 gallon of biodiesel? Does your character know what to do for Windburn? What do grandmother's lard and a baby have to do with each other? Find out on this episode. Welcome to Writing Rule with Allie. I'm Allie, and this is episode number 24, 10 Uses for Tallow and Lard. You can find this episode's show notes and helpful links to learn more on my website, alliehart.com. That's alleyhart.com. Now, on to the show. Lard and tallow are two different types of rendered fat. Lard is made from pig's fat, and tallow is made from other fats like beef or deer. But there are other kinds. While most people know how lard can be used for cooking, they do not know it has many other uses. Today, we will cover 10 alternative uses for lard and tallow. Number 1. Making soap. The first known soaps were made of rendered fat and ash. This has been refined over the centuries, but is still the most widely used method today. The simplest recipe has 3 ingredients, lard or tallow, lye, and water. Making a soap can take between 1 and 2 hours for a batch. A batch is just a fancy word for however much you make. It can be a large or a small batch. However, after the soap is made, it will have a 3 to 6 week cure time, which is why soaps are made ahead of time. They can be used before the cure time is up, but they usually melt when they get wet. You would go through them very quickly. These soaps can be called tallow or lard soaps, but if they use lye, they would most commonly be called lye soap. Number 2. Making candles. Lard and tallow candles have been around since about 500 BC when Romans made dipped candles from animal fats. Tallow candles are still used today in many places around the world. They are some of the easiest candles to make. You simply take the rendered fat and instead of pouring it into something to dry, you dip the wicks into it until you have the size candle that you want. Tallow can be poured into mason jars in a modern story. There are some downsides to tallow candles. The dipped candles tend to melt faster than modern candles. There is also the risk that the flame could overheat the tallow, causing it to ignite and start a grease fire. This is more common inside of a mason jar, but dipped candles also have a risk of this happening. Number 3. Skincare. Next is skincare. I know, I was surprised when I first learned this too, but it's still true. Before the invention of modern cosmetics, lard was commonly used for skincare and moisturizing. Lard has been proven to help hold moisture in. It has many of the vitamins your skin needs, reduces pimples and helps acne, makes skin softer and smoother, helps with the redness of rosacea, tones and firms the skin, reduces wrinkles and fine lines. Many of today's common cosmetics have been made to mimic the use of lards on skin. An odd concept, but if it works, it works. I should point out that lard is not the same as bacon grease, as the latter is made by cooking the meat, and the former has as much meat taken off as possible before rendering. A fancy way of saying turning it into a liquid to get rid of impurities and water content. Number 4. Maintaining leather. Lard is also used to help maintain leather. Lard will help keep moisture in the leather so it stays flexible and doesn't turn brittle and crack. This will also make the leather water resistant. If beeswax is added to it, it can make the leather waterproof. This was used on virtually all leathers, including, but not limited to, leather pants, bags, pouches, knife sheaths, saddles, gloves, boots, tents, teepees, water bladders, and more. Number 5. Meat preserving. In history, lard has been used to store meat in what is called a larder. This is where the larder gets its name. Larders were originally a barrel that cooked meat was placed into. The lard would be poured in on the layer on the bottom of the crock, barrel, or other storage container. Then a layer of cooked meat would be added, then a layer of lard, then next meat, then lard, until the container was about 3/4 full. After it cooled and the lard set up, wax paper was placed over the top of the lard, although not everyone used wax paper. I have heard of adding wood ash or sawdust instead of wax paper, but I do not recommend this. It would contaminate the lard and possibly cause bacteria to grow and cause the whole thing to turn rancid. After the wax paper, the lid is added. It will then be moved to a cool, dry place for storage, such as a basement or root cellar. Uncontaminated meat will be good for 3 to 4 months. After 3 to 4 months, the lard will no longer be good, causing the meat to turn bad. Number 6. Lubricant for wood and metal. Lard and tallow have been used on wood and metal since roughly the 1800s, if not longer. They are used as a wood conditioning for tools, furniture, wood doors, wooden hinges, and much more. This helps to keep them from drying out and turning brittle, along with keeping them a brighter color. When used on metals, they help prevent rust and can be used, like a machine oil in a pinch, to keep metal parts moving freely. Rust prevention was especially important in history. An example would be that hunters need knives and will carry them out in the woods. Many knives in history were made of carbon steel. These rust quickly, and having a rust prevention to use in a humid climate or if it was raining was very important to keeping the knife from becoming rusted. Number 7. Diaper cream. Throughout history, and even some parents today, use lard and tallow as an easy go-to treatment for diaper rash. I know many grandmothers who swear by this method. However, I know no doctors who recommend it. Just like with manufactured diaper cream, it is important to ensure that the baby's bottom has been cleaned and, very importantly, it is dry. Lard and tallow and the modern diaper rash cream all lock in moisture, which is what you want to keep out if the baby has diaper rash. Sometimes elderly or other adults can become incontinent. They can get diaper rash also. Incontinence means that they lose the ability to control their bladder and bowel movements. Lard has historically been used as a treatment for this also. Personally, I have noticed that elderly run the risk of these turning into yeast infections, and lard and tallow will help keep moisture off the skin folds. According to Google, they have antifungal properties, which is what you need to fight a yeast infection. All of that said, I have not personally done this. So if you have, or know someone who has, let me know in the YouTube comments. I would love to hear about it. Number 8. Lip Balm. Tallow and lard have been used for lip care and lip balms. Today, you can go to Amazon and look up tallow lip balms and get hundreds of results. Modern ones are flavored and can have many additives, but historically, they were used without anything added. Simply get a pea-sized amount, sometimes smaller, and use it like a lip balm. Many frontiersmen wrote about this in a way of dealing with chapped lips and windburn. Number 9. Itching Remedy. Historically, lard has been used as a bug bite remedy for itching associated with it. These recipes were simple, as placing the lard directly on the bite, while others called for the area to be washed in salt water and wrapped in lard. It was used for mosquito bites, poison ivy, poison sumac, poison oak, chiggers, ticks, bedbugs, and more. This is one I have heard about in the historical context, but I have never seen anyone use it. I would think one of the reasons is that spearing lard on poison ivy without first removing the oils that cause the rash would spread the rash and add the oils to the lard, contaminated anything that has not been covered in poison ivy. I also do not know if it would take the itch away or just remind people not to scratch when they touch the slime on their leg or wherever it is. Number 10. Biodiesel. Lard and beef tallow can be used as biodiesel. This sounds like a great alternative for a post-apocalyptic story. However, you might want to rethink that. You see, it takes 7.6 pounds of lard to make 1 gallon of biodiesel. 1 pound of lard in liquid form is roughly a quart. Without getting morbid, one pig yields 1 gallon of biodiesel, and one cow yields 7 gallons. Thinking about the time to raise the animal, the feed needed, the gas mileage your character will get out of the 1 gallon of biodiesel, and the number of animals it would take to make one gas tank full, it doesn't make too much sense to make biodiesel this way. However, if your post-apocalyptic character already has animals and was planning to eat them anyways, biodiesel could make a great item to barter or trade with. This would also be a great supplemental income in an apocalypse. So would selling the animal to a butcher, which would be a lot easier. Bonus! You knew we could not get away from this topic without cooking. Lard has been used in cooking for as long as mankind has been around. It is commonly known as grease, but it is also used in soups and baking. It is still used today as a butter substitute for people who are lactose intolerant. Fun fact! Did you know that lard is sold in most grocery stores today? You can find it in the baking section close to the shortenings and oils, at least here in Tornado Alley. Now for everyone's favorite part. What could possibly go wrong? Well, let me tell you. Likely to go wrong? Your character didn't dry the baby's bottom fully and trap the water in. This would cause the rash to get worse. Also likely to go wrong? Your character didn't let the soap have enough time to set up and use it. This will cause them to go through the soap much faster than they would have otherwise, and it doesn't work as well. Possible to go wrong? Your character didn't watch the tallow candle well, and the candle became so hot that it turned into a grease fire. Also possible to go wrong? Your character used lard on poison ivy and tried to use the lard for cooking later, giving themselves hives on the inside of their body. This could be painful to potentially deadly. Not likely that one would scrape the lard off their body and put it back in the container, but I have known some people who think that they are indestructible and have done similar things. Unlikely to go wrong, your post-apocalyptic character has their livestock stolen or slaughtered for their lard, so your bad guy can make biodiesel with them. This could cause the character or their family to starve that winter. It could also be the beginning of a revenge story if their family died. Also unlikely to go wrong, your character, or maybe your character's child, used so much lard or tallow on the axe handle that when they tried to chop wood, the axe went flying out of their hand. This could be funny or dangerous, depending on where the axe goes. Improbable, but technically still in the realm of possibilities. Your character is allergic to lard or tallow, and after using it for skincare, they break out in hives. This is not something I've ever heard of, but still technically possible. Also improbable, but technically still in the realm of possibilities. Your character didn't realize that the meat needed to be cooked before placing it in the larder, and everything turned rancid. Thanks for listening. Subscribe and follow for more episodes. A new episode comes out every Monday. Until then, happy wordsmithing.